Welcome to another edition of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'll be your host, Theotex, and today we'll be talking about TempFS. Why would you want to use a TempFS? Well, the situation is similar to when you go to a gas station and you see those super duper sized colas that just cost 10, 20 cents more, and you figure, hey, I'll buy the big one. But then when you try drinking it, you don't know what to do with all that soda. You might have a similar case with the RAM in your computer. RAM is so cheap now that you can get gobs and gobs of it just for a little bit more money. But then you run into the problem of, what do you do with it? How do you make use of it? If you're running Linux, you might have a hard time getting over usage of 1 gigabyte. And you have all that extra RAM that you're not using. So we can use this RAM as it was not originally intended and put a file system on there and save files to the RAM disk. One of the options that you have is a TempFS file system. This is available with most Unix distributions. It's mounted by default in /temp in the Sun Solaris version. There is not an elegant TempFS file system in Microsoft Windows, according to Wikipedia, but they do have ways to save some files to memory. And so, how would you do this in Linux? Well, you could use the mount command, or your fstab, and you do mount space dash t for the type, and the type is going to be TempFS, TMPFS, and you have a couple options that you can specify with a space dash o switch. One is size equals, and that will specify the maximum size that this file system will have. If you specify a size here, it's going to use only what it needs as it needs it. So if you specify 1 gigabyte as your size, it's not going to take up 1 gigabyte right away. It's going to only take up 1 gigabyte when you start filling up that gigabyte. And so that's just a maximum. And unlike RAMFS, it can make use of your virtual memory too. So size is one option you might want to specify. Another option you might want to specify is the nr_inodes. And that is, remember, inodes are something like just a file on your system. So if you plan on putting many, many files inside this file system, then you would want to increase that number. It's usually set to a default of a small number, so you might want to increase that. And then the device, you can just put something like none or TMPFS, and then the mount point. And why would you do this? Why would you want a TempFS? Well, a lot of times, biggest bottleneck in the system will be writing I/O to your hard disk. And I/O to the hard disk is very slow. And writing to system RAM is much, much faster. So if you have something where you're writing to the disk a lot and you want to increase your speed, you can write your files to the TMPFS. This might be compiling some software or working with really large files like a video editing or something like this. And you can greatly improve your performance this way. There's also other reasons to do this. A good example is for laptops. If you have a solid state drive in your laptop and you want to prevent unnecessary writing to that drive to increase its lifetime, you can put all your temporary files in the TempFS. A typical spot to mount TempFS is /temp or /var/log, and so your log files won't be written to /temp. So that can increase the lifetime of your SSD. If you have the usual disk hard drive, this is also a good idea because spinning up the hard drive and spinning down the hard drive takes battery life. So to prevent that, when with sparse usage. For example, you're browsing the web and you just downloading some images once in a while, and those need to get written to the cache, say Firefox's cache. You can change where the Firefox writes its cache in the about cone config and put that on tempfs, so your hard drive won't have to spin up when you download your new comic that you're going to look at. Also, /varus/log would help in that case. And so that concludes tempfs. Have fun, happy hacking, have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.